Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Lale Hancock. I'm one of the Joy Business facilitators, and I'm here today with one of my good friends, Lauren Marie. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Lale.
We are two moms who love business, and we were rewarded in life with twins who keep us very busy. And today's show, we just wanted to share more about no more excuses, twin moms in business, ready to rock and roll, and to share with you guys, what if no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how many kids you've got going on in your life, that you can actually have a business, you can have joy with your business, and just keep creating. So, my friend Lauren, and what I love about this is that we are very global. She's in Australia. So it's what, 6 a.m. for you now, Lauren?
6 a.m. here, which is really late for us because, you know, the sun comes up early, the birds come up early, everything's happening.
And I'm joining her from the U.S. near Washington, D.C. And what I love about the joy of business is that it doesn't matter where we live, what country, what continent, what time zone, you can have businesses that are happening and growing with you all around the world. Right, Mom?
Exactly. Sorry,
one of
multitasking.
The things
just Skyping you.
Are the kids there?
A tiny echo. No, they're sleeping.
Wow, the kids are actually sleeping. Normally they're up and about and they're ready to have business done right with you.
They love doing business with me. They've actually inspired me a lot in my business.
Yeah, but that's what I want to talk about, Lauren. Like, you know, before you had your twins, right? You have been working with Joy of Business. You were on the team. You know, you've done so many things in your career. And, like, I'm just curious, like, what were some things that you didn't even realize could be part of your day-to-day life having twins?
Oh, God. When I was found out I was pregnant with twins, and I was basically like this gypsy flying around, you know, from thing to thing. I didn't have any like solid sort of plan for my life at all. And I had no idea how I was going to do a business, let alone multiple businesses and travel and take care of kids. Like I really had a bit of a freak out for a few months and I didn't know how I would do it at all. And I don't think anyone that, it's kind of like coming up with a birth plan. Like they always ask me, do you know what your birth plan is? And I'm like, how would you ever plan something that's that unpredictable? And I think I always felt like I was wrong because I didn't have a plan, but I actually get that it was, it's crazy to have a plan for something that's unpredictable. Like, how do you even do that? Like, anyone that does have a plan is sort of fooling themselves. Because, I mean, you have an idea. You have some ideas. But to think that it's a plan is a bit crazy. Because you can't predict two little babies.
Well, and I got to tell you, I mean, your kids are now how old? Three? Or two? two? How old?
Yeah, they're almost three.
They're almost three. So my twins are now 22. They just had a birthday in the last like 10 days. And I even look at, like, when I found out I was having twins, I was, you know, moving up the career ladder, and I was in a company that had very rich benefits for, you know, maternity leave and stuff like that. And they had the experience of a lot of families who, once they had their baby, they wouldn't come back to work. And I had just been promoted when I found out I was pregnant. And then shortly after, I found out I was having twins. So for me, I actually had to hide for 4 months that I was even pregnant, which was really a fun adventure. Yeah. And my button on my dresses and my skirts kept moving.
I was going to say, hiding a twin pregnancy is very interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, for my whole pregnancy, I only gained 30 pounds with both kids. So, like, you know, by 4 months, you know, I felt, like, huge. But to most people, they thought I had just, you know, put on a few pounds.
Wow.
They thought I was just maybe eating a little bit more. But, yeah, and, you know, it was such a different environment. Like, back then, we had computers, but you didn't have computers at home. Most people back then, God, I feel so old, you know, they would have their computer at home to be just very different. And then that's when, like, VPN was happening and you could dial up. Do you remember the dial up, that old, that noise it was made?
Yes.
And I remember when I actually stretched it out to how long I could actually work, because my doctor's like, you know, early on, we're going to put you on bed rest and all this stuff. And I was like, really? I don't think so. But I'm like, okay, so I was healthy. The kids were doing really well, but I was working a lot of hours. And so he did ask me to work from home. So the company, I was working for a dental insurance company at the time. They had to create the system for me to have dial-up to work from home. That's how long ago we're talking about, you know? And it was so weird. Like, here, I'm about to have my baby. I'm still working 14, 16 hours a day. And even the first 4 weeks when they were born, I was still working. And no one could believe it, including myself. I think I was crazy doing that. But it's amazing that when you don't allow other people's points of views about what you can accomplish, what you can't accomplish, that there's so many things you can create to make your life easy and to be able to have the business and still be part of your kids' lives.
I was just thinking, remembering how I used to juggle breastfeeding and working, like breastfeeding two kids. And like, I used to have this whole setup with the laptop in the bed and like my breast pump and then the kid on the one side and all these pillows. And like, so it would actually be like hands-free. And then I'd have my, at least one hand available to type. And I'd have my laptop. And it's just crazy, you know, and people, my husband looking at me like, what? But it was so boring for me to, like, sit there and, you know, I know you're supposed to, like, look, gaze lovingly into your child's eyes. But it's like, with twins, you're freaking, like, all day, all night, 3 a.m, 4 a.m. And I'm like, I need to do something with my time. And I would work. Like, I mean, as you know, the companies that we work with are very global. And I'm in Australia. There's always someone awake somewhere. So even in the hospital, they were 3 weeks pregnant or 3 weeks premature, and everyone was like, leave Lauren alone. And I'm all like, where'd everyone go? So I'm like Skyping, you know, what's happening? You know, update me. And they're like, what are you doing? Aren't you in the hospital? Like, yes, I'm bored. You know, but I guess that we're a bit different that way.
Yeah, we are. I think it's a good thing I had my kids when I was super young and I didn't have a laptop I could have brought with me. I think that's a good thing, because the things that I did do and to have had the flexibility of today, I can only imagine what else I would have created. I'm sure it would have been good. It would have been fun. But yeah, just good times. Just good times. You know, one of the things that when you and I, like, were playing with the idea of, like, this radio show today, you know, like, we talk to so many people who do make excuses, right? Who do look at their life and what's going on, and they don't realize, like, all the different options they have available. Like, can you talk a little bit about, like, what are some options with moms who are home that can explore, you know, adding something else to their life in addition to the awesome life they have with their kids?
You know, I think if you take what you're already doing, and when you become a mom, you start doing a whole lot of stuff you maybe didn't used to do. Like, you become introduced to this whole other world of, like, baby stuff. And if any of that's fun for you, like, I know a lot of moms start businesses where they see a need or a niche in you know, with kids. Like, it could be anything from, like, things that they eat or play with, or, you know, clothes or whatever. There's so many different businesses relating to kids that moms start. I think the best ones are ones where you as a mom actually go, like, kind of would be good if they had, you know, this thing, and you sort of, like, come up with a solution to and something that makes your life easier. Like, there's a formula brand here in Australia that we had the hardest time getting a hold of. We go from multiple stores and they'd always be sold out, and they'd have, like, signs, you can only buy one, and I'm like, I have two kids, you know. And we were like, God, we should have bought stock in that company because they're doing so well, you know. But just things like that where you look at where there's a need for something that doesn't exist, or where something you see is working really well that just got created, that you can, you know, jump on board, become an affiliate, you know, buy stock, like, whatever it is, where you can sort of see that it would explode in the world. Totally. That's sort of an obvious one for me.
Yeah, that's really a good one, because my girls, they were 4 weeks early too, and they were healthy. We did get to go home, you know, together from the hospital, but they were very sensitive, and back then they were diagnosed with colic. So I would double nurse, but at the same time I had to supplement with this formula that back then was one of the most it was literally the most expensive formula you could buy. And I laughed because I'm like, we went into debt just between diapers and formula. Like,
totally.
People have kids and everyone else assumed you now became rich, or you, like, robbed a bank or something. But it really is like I look at that, I'm like, today I totally would have invested in Nutranogen. You know what I mean? I would have looked at it as not just what do I require, but, like, if I require it, how many other people also require what I require? You know, and it's like we take it for granted. We think, oh, you know, it's so easy, it's available, it's this, but it's easy for you. So what is so fun for you and so easy for you that you could actually also make money doing it, sharing it, having it, you know, whatever that might look like for you?
Exactly. And it's not easy for everyone else just because it's easy for you, no matter what that is. And that's a really great place to start, is, like, something that you think is so easy that it's obvious. And it's just fun, so you do it for free. Like, those are the things that you can sometimes make the most money at and become businesses for you.
I mean, you know what I love is, it's funny, because when I had my twins, I used to just complain all the time of, like, I wish there was more twins on the planet because there's not enough product for twins, or there's not enough, like, clothing, and not enough this, not enough that. And of course now, you know, there's just everything is out there, which is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know, that's kind of how it gets started. And I look at, you know, some of these products that are out there now, like the, I don't even know what they're called, it's been so long, but like the nursing gear of what you put over your head to kind of cover that you're nursing, or, you know, just bring privacy between you and your baby. Like, that is someone taking a piece of fabric, sewing it, and making it easy for someone to be able to nurse. Exactly. Like, it's not like you need to be a rocket scientist here, but it is. It's like, it's, and they've gotten so much nicer. You know what I mean? Like the quality, the softness of it, and the diversity in the fabric people are using. And it's just like, it's just grown. And I'm like, that I wish was available 20 years ago. You know what I mean? It just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so what is it that you, like we said, you think it's so easy, but actually could generate and create something greater for the world and you?
And what if having kids wasn't an excuse, but actually was a reason to create more? Like, I use my kids as inspiration, and I asked them to contribute, like literally even when they were in utero, I would, you know, ask them to contribute to, hey guys, like, you're about to come in the world, like, we're gonna live, you want to live in Australia, like, guess what, it's expensive here, we're, you know, you want to live on the beach, like, can you contribute to that happening, you know? And they would. And it sounds weird, but energetically I knew that they were creating their future and contributing to me and their dad having the means and the ability and the opportunity and like the people and everything that we require to make that happen for them and for us.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about it on a Zoom earlier today. Like, my kids have been such an inspiration for me. Even from little, I was divorced. I got divorced when they were less than two. And it's funny because most people are like, you know, trauma, drama about all that. I'm like, no, it was actually one of the greatest gifts that we did for each other to know that, you know what, we came together. It was amazing. We created two beautiful beings out of it. But long term, it just wasn't going to work out. And him and I were best friends. And, you know, I mean, just like here we're separated, divorced, and we're like best friends. And no one like could understand any of that. But it really was looking at how much our kids would be the inspiration for us. And it was about the inspiration of us continuously creating greater in our lives and being able to give them the things that they desire too, you know? And it was like, I mean, I look back now having all the tools of Joy Business and the tools of Access Consciousness, and I'm like, wow, you know, from, like you said, the kids were always a contribution to me. Like those little things that would happen, it would be like, wait, how did that happen? Like, is that a miracle? Or, you know, like, how did I happen to have the exactly what I was looking for just show up right in front of me, or all these other things? And it is, it's like you and the kids together empower each other. And they might be in little bodies, but they're infinite beings that could be such a contribution to your business, to your life, to your health, to every part of your life, as much as you are a contribution to them. But ask them. I know most parents don't want to ask their kids for help, right? Ah, here we go. Okay. All right. We're here for our first break. You're listening to Joy of Business on OM Radio. I'm Lale Hancock with my friend Lauren Marie. We're talking about No More Excuses, Twin Moms in Business. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
People saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're on Om Times Radio. I'm Lauren Marie, and I'm joined with my fellow twin mom friend, Lale Hancock. And we're talking about No More Excuses, Twin Moms in Business. And Lale and I, both having twins and businesses, thought it would be fun to do this show together and talk about how you can create, no matter how busy you are, no matter what's going on in your life. And I was just chatting with Lale on the break about questions that people can ask when they are pretty full in their life. And if you have any kids, you probably have a pretty full life. They tend to do that. So one of my favorite questions to ask, which is super counterintuitive when you're busy, is what else can I add? What can I add to my life? And, what we tend to do when we have lots going on is go, oh my God, what can I get rid of, right? Like, what can I clear off my plate? And what if instead we looked at what we could add? I remember when my kids were maybe under a year, and God, they took over our lives for sure. And it was very much like all about the kids and how do we make money for the kids and how do we, you know, do this for the kids and how do we ever get sleep, you know? And we started looking at adding a babysitter, and not even a nanny. Here in Australia, it's just ridiculous for childcare. But anyway, so we just wanted to add a nanny. We didn't know what we wanted. We just wanted help. And then we started asking questions. Okay, what can we add? And we looked at daycare, and it was like, oh my God, like, why even work? You know, you'd have to work just to pay for this for two kids. And then we're like, okay, what about a nanny? And then we looked at babies. So we just started asking questions. And then I finally asked the kids, I'm like, hey, yeah. And they're not even speaking. They were under a year old. And I asked them, you know, who can we add to your lives that would make it easier for all of us? And literally this person like popped in my head. I just saw her and I was like, oh, I'm like this sort of person that I knew who had a teenage daughter. And I texted her, hey, you know, does your daughter ever babysit? And she wrote me back, that's so weird. Just yesterday, she was asking me about your twins and if they, you know, have a babysitter. I'm like, of course.
And, I love these twins.
I know, because they had obviously created that in, you know, her world, like, come babysit us. So she came and babysat them, and she was with us, and you know, for 2 years up until recently when she had to get a full-time job. And she was great and brilliant, and she was like 13 or something, so she didn't charge very much. And it was something that we could add that was affordable that we didn't think we could afford, because of what we were told, you know, it should cost to have childcare, but it actually was sort of a way around, you know, by asking questions, this door opened. And yeah, she like traveled the world with us. She came to South Africa with us. It was this huge contribution for the twins in their life and for us. So what else can you add? And sometimes it's not more work. Sometimes it's help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I love that question because it can apply to any part of your life. And, you know, it's funny. Like it is, like you said, it's like the opposite of what you might think when you are perceiving as if you're like overwhelmed. But it's something energetically also telling you like, what else can you expand your life with? You know. And so it could be a person, it could be a system, it could be, you know, adding a pet into your life. I don't know. It literally could be anything that ends up being that contribution and that gift for you, your business, your family. And for me, it was the same thing. You know, when you think about twins, like even back then, childcare was so expensive. And we did look at, okay, do I stop working, you know, to be home to take care of the kids? And at the time, I actually made more than my ex-husband. And so that didn't make a lot of sense back then financially for us. But I looked at different options, and we ended up going with a nanny instead of daycare, just because daycare was so expensive for both of them. And what I realized in the whole process is we were willing to ask questions and not assume. We only had one option. And with those questions, it didn't matter what questions they were, but the fact that we were willing to explore other opportunities, it usually opened these other doors that we didn't even know were an option. You know, like, for example, I was looking to hire someone, and I was going to hire someone who took care of twins in a daycare. And it turned out, you know, we found out she was pregnant with twins herself, and she had lied and didn't tell us and all this other stuff. And then I ended up saying, I don't know. Who else do we know that we haven't even considered yet? And then my sister called me out of the blue, and she was like, oh my God, the person that took care of my son, she's moved. She's coming from Atlanta and is going to be in the DC area. I know right now you're in between people, you know, maybe she's not the person for you, but maybe she could help you until you find someone. And it was so funny because I would have never even considered her. She lived in Atlanta. And you know, she was so kind. I knew her, and I knew how great she was with my nephew. And it was so funny because she came as a temporary person to hang out with us for 2 weeks and ended up staying with us almost 3 years. Well, no, she stayed with us more than 3 years. The girls were 3 and a half when they went to school. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, it's like, it literally is that moment of when you're willing to even ask, what else is available here? What other possibilities are available I haven't even considered? And allow yourself to have no expectation, but open those options. And it might be that you add a component to your life that's blogging. You know, maybe it is about you sharing with others your experiences in business, your experiences with parenting, your experiences in whatever it is that you're interested to write or talk about. So it's not always a job. It's not always a product. It's not always a service, but it could be a different medium that allows you to maybe create ease in your world, sharing it with others, but then it could actually exponentialize by being shared with others to what it might create in the whole world. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's like what you're talking about is using everything that you have to your advantage and not actually using it as an excuse or reason to stop, but actually using it to create, which is a choice we have, you know? And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of the things too, Lauren, like, you know, so many people say, you know, if you create a business, you need to be in business for X amount of years, you need the business to kick off, you need it to do all these different things. And, you know, most people don't even recommend having a second business. But by asking those questions, actually, my second business got created a few years back. And I ended up revamping it and changing it about a year and a half ago. But it really is this, we assume things have to be done a certain way because that's how we learned it from others, or those are the best practices of the industries or the best practices of this reality. But when you're actually willing to look at it and say, you know what, that's great, that's information I have, but it's not possibly the only choice I have. I wonder what else is possible I haven't considered. And then really allow yourself to explore some of the other things that you may have not even thought about before.
Yeah, exactly. And doing what works for you and for your family may look totally different than what is the industry standard for you or business or family. Like, I just recently started traveling and the kids are still small. They're under 3. And I can so perceive the judgment in other people's worlds about being a bad mom for leaving my kids, mm-hmm. right? And and it's really interesting to get that contrast of, like, what I know is creating and to be really, like, aware of that as true for me and true for the kids, and to not, like, make it a conclusion, like, it's good that I travel, but to really look at each trip and go, what will this create? And to look at other people's points of view about it as being good or bad or wrong or whatever, and look at what's true for me, and to really, you know, not doubt what I know to be true, and to keep asking the kids and my husband too. It's like, I look at the first time I traveled, and God, the whole way there, it was a very long trip. I'm crying and freaking out, and I'm leaving my kids, and how am I going to do it? You know? And I've done several trips since then, and each one has gotten easier. Just FYI, moms, if you're traveling, it gets easier. And once I'm gone, it's been fine, but leaving's always a bit hard, and, like, you know, but to look at what it's created for their dad and them and their relationship, and for them and in their own selves, like, and for our family, and, like, I mean, financially, like, all of it has created so much more, and for me and him and our relationship too. Like, whenever I travel, it's like I come home and it's all exciting and new again. And it's like, it's been really such a gift, and not what it is supposed to be, where you know, suffer and it's creating problems and you're leaving and abandoning your kid. Like, none of that's actually true for us. And I had this conversation with a friend of ours that Chitissa Bowman, and she said, you know, I think it's so great that you're willing to travel and create, you know, business and stuff for, you know, and she said she had done that with her daughter, and that it had taught her daughter to really know what was true for her, and to empower her daughter, and that it wasn't at all this, like, hardship that her kid had to overcome when her mom was gone. It actually taught her this whole reality about, you know, being a woman and being independent and being the strong and a leader in her life. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, what am I actually teaching my kids by choosing to be aware of what's true for me and what it's creating for us as a family, and not buying into other people's reality, and just, and having that be an example for them. And so I just invite you all to whatever that is for you, like, knowing, and it doesn't mean you have to leave or travel or work. It's like, it could be staying at home or whatever, but getting the difference between other people's points of view and your own reality.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And that was one of the tools with even Joy Business, is, like, you know, looking at what does create greater for you and your family. And, you know, obviously my kids were little years ago, but I mean, today it's such a different world. You have so many mompreneurs, you have so many diverse ways that people can do different things. They can choose to be at home. They can choose to be part of a co-op at a daycare. You know, there's just so many options that are available now. And, you know, I just remember how guilty I felt that, you know, I had chosen not to be a stay-at-home mom. But, you know, I went to work. I did work from home during my maternity leave, but after 3 months I went to work, and I remember how difficult it was for me to leave, but I knew the girls were in good hands. I just have such an amazing, loving person who was going to be there with them. And you know, she was a more mature mom. And, you know, and she said to me, she goes, just know it probably hurts you more than it'll hurt them.
Right.
Crying, you know, my makeup's running on my game, going to work, you know. And she's so true, because they're so resilient. Like, bye, mommy. And they're out playing, you know, they're off to their next thing. And here you are just, like, thinking about it, right?
Suffering.
And it was, and I realized, like, you know, like, people would be like, back then, like, you know, at 3 and a half, I put the girls in preschool, and I worked full time, you know, so I didn't have the ability to just do half day here and there. Girls were in school from, I would drop them off, you know, around 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'd pick them up at 6 in the afternoon. And so people would have so much judgment about that. And I remember back then how much their judgment would affect me. It's very different now, but the kids were so happy and they were just thriving in school. They loved their teachers. They loved their friends. And they really like were exposed to things that I just couldn't have taught them. You know what I mean? It's just them being in that environment and being able to choose it for themselves really created them to be amazing, amazing. And they got to see me in action. They got to see me as, you know, a leader, a boss. I would have employees call me, clients call me, and they, it was so cute. I remember like the girls were 2 or 3, you know, they would listen to my conversations, and then they'd have like act like they had a fake phone in their hand, you know, and they'd say, you know, Matthew, or actually they might have been a little older, so probably 3 and a half or 4, and they'd be like, Matthew, how was your day? Did you have fun with the client? Like literally they would imitate me, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And you know, I look at them now, like my kids are leaders. They lead in school. They led in their sports. They're willing to look at their life and diversity of people, diversity of work environments in such a different way than, you know, their friends. And none is right. None is wrong. You know, it's whatever works for each family. But back then, all the guilt that I had was for no reason. You know, my kids thrive and they're healthy. They're happy. I have 2 happy 22-year-olds, you know, and they've
weird.
Been happy kids their whole life. I know. And I didn't suffer through teenage years like everybody else did. So how does it get better?
With
my
two
kids
girls.
I know. I know. It was amazing. It was amazing. I got it when they were babies, but. All right, so it looks like it's time for our next break. You're listening to OM Radio with Joy in Business. No more excuses, twin moms in business, and we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When it comes to saving money, don't act like a baby.
Goo goo gaga.
Be the boss and make a budget.
I'm the boss, baby.
You're the boss of me.
I am the boss of you.
Are not.
M2.
Are not.
M2.
Need a little help?
Aren't you going to do any work?
I'm very busy delegating.
Create a personalized savings plan.
We can share.
You obviously didn't go to business school.
And get other tools and tips at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Joy of Business on OM Radio.
I'm Lale Hancock, and I'm here with my partner in crime for today, Lauren Marie. And we're talking about No More Excuses, Twin Moms in Business. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is just, it doesn't even have to be parenthood, just like in life, in our works, in our businesses, moments of where we have, you know, stress or moments where we feel very overwhelmed and even boredom. So I know Lauren has some cool stories that she wants to share about all that. So Lauren, tell us a little bit more about.
It's so strange. Like I just, well, I'm hearing myself echo. I just remember, especially when they were really young, how I didn't know how I was going to get through the day. Like I'd wake up if I was even able to sleep, you know, with two little ones. And just feeling like I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed. I'm so tired. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like I was just being so overwhelmed and drained. And, you know, I think every parent probably has been there at one time or another, especially if you had two or more little ones. And at the same time, being bored, like it is funny to be overwhelmed and bored, but it's like the monotony of, you know, feeding, changing, washing, cleaning, eating, you know, like it just becomes very boring. And for me, anyway, mm-hmm. And then you have that, well, we tend to judge ourselves because we're not like enjoying every minute, you know. And then you have people that have older kids and they go, oh, enjoy it when they're little. And you're like, F you, I want to give them both away and take a nap, you know. And
make them
you
go away for a little while.
I just want to take a nap. Yeah, so it's okay if you feel that way, you know, if you have kids and that's where you're at. Or, I mean, even if you don't have kids, I think that jobs get that way too, like where you just are overwhelmed or you're super busy, you have too much on your plate, and maybe you're also bored with it. So I thought maybe we could give these guys some tips, some tools, like how did you get out of that, Lale, or how do you if you feel overwhelmed or stressed now?
Yeah. And you know, one thing for me is I do have two of my own businesses. I, you know, get to facilitate around the world. So there's a lot of different things I do, but I also work with other companies. So I do work with other people as well. So when, you know, I have things going on, it's actually literally juggling multiple things at the same time. So there are many moments that it does, I'm going to quote this one, feel like, you know, it's the overwhelm and that it just seems like, you know, I'm maxed out, if that makes sense. But those are the moments to actually go back to what we talked about earlier on the call of like, what else do I need to add to my life and living? And one thing I found is the kind of person that I am, I do better the more balls I'm juggling in the air. So if I only have one thing I'm doing, I may get really, really bored. You know, it's like, I don't know, I almost need to have multiple things that I'm continuously creating or adding to or being a contribution to or things that are just kind of continuously moving than to sit and wait. I don't do really well with that. So if I'm bored, it's usually that I don't have enough going on or that what I've done is made the environment not as creative as it can be. So one of the tools I actually love about Joy Business is like every day, what if you just started and created, you know, your points of view and your any projections and expectations you have about your company or your job or your relationship or anything else, because it's almost like letting go of all the stress and all the energies of the past, kind of like make them go away and start with a new canvas. Start with a new energy of what it can actually create itself to be today. And a lot of times, just destroying and creating my points of views about the project or the people or the situation gives me a different level of space with it and just like ease. I can almost like even breathe better. I can feel better. And I can ask more questions from that space. And once again, I found I do better. The more overwhelmed I am, add more. And then see what other systems or people or, you know, what else do I need to add to my life to be a contribution, to be able to take on additional things.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I would add destroying and uncreating all the projections, rejections, separations, judgments, and expectations that other people have about me and about my businesses and about my relationships and that I have about me and my business and my relationships and my kids and my husband. And I do this, actually, I set an alarm on my calendar so it goes off every day to remind me to do this. And I found, oh my goodness, like it has created so much ease. My husband and I, when I came back from my last trip, like things were just really funky. And I'm like, why do I hate you? Like, why do I, you know, like this is just not fine. And he was, you know, really grumpy. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't done this in a while. So I was like, hey, you know, I just said to him, can we destroy and uncreate all the projections, rejections, separations, judgments, and expectations that everyone has put on our relationship and on us? Mm. And he was like, oh my God, yes. And so we just started to create that. And what we realized, because his family had come to stay while I was gone. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, my parents totally have, he realized after we did this, that his parents totally had the point of view that he was doing, because he stays at home with the kids while I travel, and I work from home when I'm at home, but basically he's, you know, stay-at-home daddy, and they have the point of view that he's doing all of this by himself, which is, I'm sorry, not true. He's not doing this all by himself, but that was their point of view, and they had projected that onto him and to our relationship, and it was creating this separation between us and this whole thing where he was walking around with this chip on his shoulder like, I'm doing it all on my own. And I'm like, what the hell, you know? What is going on here? But it was their point of view they had projected on him. So once we cleared it, we were fine. It was really strange.
I love that tool, because when I first came to Access and I heard that tool, I thought it was crazy. I was like, I don't want to destroy and create my relationship. I have an amazing marriage that's so different and so, like, we honor each other. We let each other do whatever. Like, we, you know, there's kindness, there's this, we don't fight. Like, it was just like, what do you mean? I don't want to destroy it. And then I realized, you're not destroying the relationship. What you're doing is you're letting go of all these energies. You're letting go of all these expectations you have of each other. You're letting go of all these projections and all the things that you're also perceiving from others. What you're allowing is for you and them to actually be you and enjoy each other. Because then you start from not anything that you've projected on each other, but to this new space with each other. And I do it with my businesses. I do it with my employees. I do it before I go see clients. Even people I've never met before, because it just creates this energy of a open canvas, you know? You get to paint whatever you like today and not worry about anything that existed yesterday. And it's been such a gift. And I'll do it. Like, if, like, you know, my husband annoys me. Like, if he says something that's annoying, immediately I'm like, I'm just trying to create my relationship with you right now.
Yeah.
And then literally it gets better. Like, it's this instant thing that just changes. I love it.
Exactly. It is. It's like this clearing, like a chalkboard that you just clear it off, like you wipe it all clean. And I do it with my kids too, because I mean they annoy the crap out of me sometimes. I'm like, or they get stuck in these things where they like do this annoying thing all the time. Like, my son has this one noise that he likes to make, and oh my God, it's like the most annoying sound. I know he's perfected it because it's like the most annoying sound that you, like a child can make. And he just was like this. So it's like I destroy and create, you know, everything that, like all our relationships, all the projections, like I destroy and create everywhere that I've projected or anyone's projected on him that he's annoying, you know, like all of that stuff. And it, and he stops doing it. It's like, it's amazing.
Well, you want to laugh. I actually did this. I was in a boardroom meeting. I was, facilitating something for a group of board of directors back a few years ago. And there was two members that just were like fighting. They were going at each other and it wasn't productive. Like the environment wasn't productive at all. And they didn't even have to hear me do it, but I was in my head saying, okay, will both of you please destroy and create your relationship with each other and everywhere you've projected what this business should be, what the business shouldn't be. Like I literally went through it. They looked at each other and they said, what were we talking about again? Like it cleared between two people that I had nothing to do with. You know what I mean? Like it was beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. It's like they had all this energy of like all these other projects they were on, all the things that didn't work together. And now I can't change it for them. That's why I asked, would you two be willing? And I said it in my head, you know, so somewhere in their conscious mind, they were able to, you know, say yes. And they let go whatever the baggage was. And then they actually, it turned out to be one of the most funnest and productive, you know, board meetings that they had had in a very long time. Because before there was this feud, you know, just like it just kept going into like a bottleneck instead of actual creation. And so I say, you know, we could do it with our businesses. We could do it with ourselves. We could do it with our husbands. We could do it with our kids. We could do it with staff. We could do it with clients. It's endless. It's just allows a whole new door to open of possibilities. So
it's magic.
Magic. So yeah, fun times. So I'm wondering, like, you know, when we were talking about like the overwhelm and the intensity, like what is your body actually sharing with you when you are sensing that, you know, something does seem intense or overwhelmed, like, because our bodies are sharing information with us. And I'm wondering, like, Lauren, are there things that you also do with your body, like just to honor your body when you do sense you're a little more overwhelmed or things are kind of a little intense?
Yeah, I, even when they were little, I would take a break and I would, even if I continue working, which I can do like on my phone, I'd put them in a double stroller and go for a walk.
Yeah.
I'd have conferences on the beach where I would, you know, sit them in, you know, under an umbrella and I'd be on the phone at the beach, or I'd be walking in, you know, through the park, or like just getting outside and moving my body. Like, and a lot of times I noticed that if things stop working for me, like my computer, you know, freaks out or whatever, my phone won't connect, like it's my body going and, you know, the world, the universe having my back and going, get out of the house, like take a break, go move, get outside.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the piece that I'd like to also share is find what works for you. Bodies love movement, but it could just be as easy as you getting up and walking to the other side of the room, or you going outside and just having a fresh air, or, you know, instead of eating your lunch inside, maybe you eat it outside. But just like try different things that assist you in kind of letting go all the things that are around you, and to allow you to be you and really start to enjoy your job, your family, you know, whatever creativity you got going on there, you know, but to be able to look at it from a different place.
Exactly.
We're almost at the end of this. I just wanted to remind everyone, you're listening to Joy Business on radio, and we've got facilitators all around the world, and you can check us out on the web on accessjoyofbusiness.com. There is Facebook pages for Joy of Business. We've had the Joy of Business book club, which was amazing. I don't know if you could still get on that or not, but there's lots of things going on. Do you want to also share about your Money Monday Facebook you got going on?
Sure.
So people can join?
Yeah, if you search on if you search on Facebook for Money Mondays, it's a free private group you can join, and all the Joy Business facilitators are in there sharing their favorite tools and tips. And I also wanted to share another thing that I'm doing right now, which is for all online business creators, and it's free. It's 30-day online business creation program, if you will. It's just basically I'm giving tips and tech tips. So how to create a website, how to, you know, do emails, how to, I mean, all the stuff related to online business, social media, like all of that for 30 days. And and you're welcome to join that. We have another private Facebook group, and you can find all that at techtipsbylauren.com, techtipsbylauren. And yeah, so if you're starting a business or want to grow it online, I'm happy for you to join in there. And what do you have going on, Lale?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I have a Access Business and Money class that's coming up May 16th in the U.S. and around the world. It's actually on a video Zoom, so people can dial from their phone or their computer, or, you know, they could be on the beach part of the class with us. And it really is taking the Joy of Business tools in action, and really around money, around your business, really the business of your life. And if you guys have been listening to any of the other radio shows, it's amazing. So just wanted to share that, and you can go to globalwellnessforall.com and join us. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Thank you, Lauren. I adore you. And Joy of Business.
Thank you,
Lale.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.